Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is May 29th, 2014. I'm Jeff Gamet, and with me today I have Kelly Gumont. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Jeff.
Great to have you here.
It's great to be here. I always love when I get a chance to come on here.
And I love it too. And also love having Dave Hamilton here.
I love having Dave Hamilton here too.
I bet you do.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Sure thing. Okay. So, couple topics for today. And I thought maybe we would start with Apple TV, because that's exactly not what anyone would expect me to start with today.
Okay.
Okay. So the deal is that Eddie Q was talking at Recode's conference this week, and he isn't pleased with the way that that the television experience is going, and he made that pretty clear by saying it sucks, and he thinks that there is clearly room for improvement, and he didn't offer up any really concrete details about what that would include, but he did drop a big hint, and he said that the Apple TV is evolving. And so that tells me that Apple is looking at Apple TV as at least a part of their fix for the bag of hurt that is television today. And I'm curious what you guys think.
So I think it's important for everybody to know, and most listeners may already know this, but the Recode conference is formerly known as All Things D, Walt Mossberg and Kara Swisher, right? Walt is no stranger to Apple, right? He was to say he was good friends with Steve Jobs indicates a level of familiarity with the two of them that I don't have or didn't have, but he certainly was very close with Apple and has been for a long time. So
it is a long-term, well-known association.
You got it right. So when Eddie Q shows up there and telegraphs something about Apple TV, that's not an accident. That's not a haphazard remark somewhere random. This is, you know, well scripted, well thought out, and interesting timing wise, of course, with, you know, the thing we'll probably also talk about, the Beats thing, on the day of that announcement, right? Saying, this isn't all we have up our sleeves, meaning the Beats thing, right?
Right.
So yeah. This has been the question since Steve Jobs' biography from Walter Isaacson came out, right? What's the magic that we don't yet understand about Apple TV that Apple knows and is going to use to deliver us from all that is evil with television?
I think we're getting closer to having an answer to that.
I think Monday is the answer.
That would be actually really cool. I would love for Apple to just blow me away on Monday with a new Apple TV thing that becomes the One Ring of entertainment.
Please,
because if all they had up their sleeves was this Beats deal, it would have been announced on Monday, mm-hmm. right? They stole their own thunder. So there's something else.
But I don't think they did. I think the Beats deal needed. Now, keep in mind, this is totally me making things up, and I run a home for precisely this kind of crackpot theory. However, my hunch is that the reason the Beats deal needed to happen before Monday is directly related to something they want to announce on Monday.
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm totally with you.
Yeah. Sure. And I don't think it's an Apple TV with a headphone jack.
Right. Right.
No, probably not.
Odds are slim. I think I don't know. I almost feel like the Apple TV is sort of an underdog in Apple products because they sort of have been dismissive about it the entire time almost that it's been around because it's a hobby and it's not really our focus and like that's not the thing that we're working on. And, you know, yeah, we sell a thing you can hook to – we sell a little box what hooks up to the TV. But have you seen this skinny little laptop that runs all day? Like, have you seen, you know, the iPad? You know, like they're sort of, it always sort of seemed like the redheaded stepchild in the Apple, ecosphere. And I'm really glad to see that it's finally getting enough that the Apple TV that we have, not an Apple branded television, is finally getting some serious attention, because I think that now, you know, like they said last year, at $1 billion a year in revenue, we can't call it a hobby anymore. So I can't wait to see what happens with the Apple TV once it puts on its big boy pants.
Well, Apple has been setting us, Apple has been setting us up for something with Apple TV.
Mm-hmm.
And when Tim Cook said that they can't call it a hobby anymore, that was akin to Harry Potter getting to come out from the cabinet under the stairs and start his new life. And I think that's where we're going with Apple TV right now. And so I guess carrying on with that poor analogy, Apple TV is on its way to Hogwarts.
And couldn't be more excited.
And maybe this does fit with WWDC if one of the things they're going to talk about is apps for Apple TV.
Needs to be an app store. And that's where the developers are, because we know iOS is what powers Apple TV. It's just a slightly different flavor. So
and
it
less
totally
RAM.
Makes sense. Yeah. But it totally makes sense that the new version of iOS is going to push out to Apple TV. And when it does, it's going to get a new tile and it's going to be the App Store.
Yep.
All right. So we have all this wonderful speculation about what might be coming. And another piece of that, which we're kind of obligated to talk about, I think is going to involve Beats, especially because yesterday Apple made it official that they are buying Beats for $3 billion. So it's like $2.6 billion and then another $400 million that vests out over time. And just like the rumors said, Apple is getting Jimmy Iovine and Dr. Dre as part of the deal. And they will be reporting through Eddie Q to Phil Schiller. Which I found to be interesting that they would send them through that route, but there you go, and I would love to get some of your perspective on what played out yesterday.
I still have a question: isn't Trent Reznor a chief creative officer at Beats still? And if so, does that make him an Apple employee?
Huh.
Trent's name never came up. I just realized that.
Yeah, but I never heard that he left. I remember hearing that he joined Beats, but I never remembered hearing anything about him leaving. Now, he doesn't run the music service. He doesn't run the headphone thing. I really think his official title when he joined was something like Chief Creative Officer.
That's exactly
what it was. But still C-level. So, you know, if they're going to move Mahogany Row to Cupertino, then doesn't that include his desk?
It doesn't have to, right? I mean, there could be a nice little payout, and thanks for your time, Trent. We appreciate it.
Oh, certainly.
Right, but that's interesting.
For a while, so that could have already happened.
Right. All we've heard is rumors of new music later this year was the last thing I remember hearing. I enjoy Nine Inch Nails. I'm not a super mega fan. I do enjoy Nine Inch Nails, so I'm very curious to see. I'm always curious to see what he's up to. So this is another piece of that is, wait, I thought he was part of Beats, and I never heard any name besides Jimmy Iovine and Dr. Dre.
Yeah. No, there's nothing out there that he has left Beats. So
right.
that will be interesting to see for sure.
It would. Okay, so is it just me, or is this deal still hard to wrap your head around?
I'm going to throw a crazy idea out there, because it is – well awesome. – It, you know, Apple has made a business, a pretty good little business, out of bringing in people that and then giving them the reins to create products, right? I mean, to a degree, right? I mean, under Steve, he was right there, but he also brought in his rock stars, right? And you know.
Really,
Ivan and Tim Cook, right, was a rock star. iOS devices could not have grown as quickly as they could have without Tim Cook having had the foresight to go out and negotiate all these deals on flash memory futures and all that good stuff, right?
No question.
Yeah. So they But, you know, now they've been hiring some interesting people to come in, and it's almost like, you know, they're putting a new band together. And I sort of had, we'd had this discussion. I don't know if we had it on this show or if we had it in one of the preview shows that we did as we were kind of sorting out the format of this, Jeff, but you know, that's true. And perhaps Dre and or Jimmy Iovine are part of that vision for Apple. Like, we need respect from Hollywood. I mean, the movie thing, Apple, they have a weird relationship there, right? Because they're in really tight with Pixar and Disney, right? However, Hollywood in general, everybody likes Apple. Everybody uses their stuff, but... Mm-hmm. Nobody's cutting deals with Apple to give Mac users the right, or Apple users the right way to get digital movies, right? I mean, right. The whole idea of DRM going away for movies is not I've said many times that, you know, the we lost the guy who was the one that could have potentially negotiated that deal when Steve Jobs passed away. Maybe Jimmy Iovine is that guy, or maybe Apple with Jimmy Iovine as you know, to borrow Leo Laporte's concept, with Jimmy Iovine playing the role of frontman in some capacity. Maybe that's what needs to happen, right? Some street cred in at least the entertainment industry. Like, look, no, I came from the music side, right? But I saw the light. Apple helped the music industry do this. And really survive. Come around and survive, not only survive, but thrive in a different way, right? I mean, it's a different industry, but hey, you guys are heading down the same path, and you can try and stick with what you know, but eventually it will go away. You need to get on board now. So maybe having Iovine as that spokesperson, for lack of a better term, is a big part of $3 billion worth of, okay, yeah, we'll take your streaming service and whatever that headphone thing is you got too.
Well, and the other thing to look at is who those companies are. When you look at who the big film studios are, Sony Film is also a record company. And Universal Music is very closely related to Universal Film. And all of those companies also have a record label for the most part. And so for somebody like Jimmy Iovine to come in and go, look, this is a language that I speak – and for him to be the guy who can come in and say, you know, I have survived. Like, I was a music hotshot before Napster. You know, there I said it, Napster. And I have managed to survive in the 15 years since that came out. And I'm doing better now than I was then. And the fundamental piece of that that helped get over the digital music hurdle was Apple and iTunes. And you're exactly right, Dave, with your message. Like, y'all need to get on board, because you can either live in the new world or die in your old one.
Now I've got this image in my head of Jimmy Iovine walking into negotiations with record studios and going, guys, I'm one of you. Sure, exactly. I got an Apple business card, but I'm one of you.
Yeah. No, totally, though, right? I mean, that's not far-fetched. In fact, if Apple doesn't use Iovine to do that, they just wasted their money.
If he does not become a poster child for them, if he doesn't end up being basically the iTunes poster boy, then at that point, I absolutely can't figure out what this purchase was for, because that's a whole lot of money for
substandard
at best headphones.
No. The headphone business was collateral damage that Apple had to pay for, in my opinion. No, seriously. Iovine, I think, is probably the number one. And then number two is the streaming service, because Beats streaming is good, right? And it's young enough that Apple, that other people, you know, that it was possible for Apple to get it, right?
Yes.
So, yeah. No, I think that's a big one, and I think we'll see that become Apple's thing, and iTunes Radio either merges into it or goes away, but which is fine.
And I'm thinking we'll know more come June 2nd, because that's when Apple's doing their keynote event at Worldwide Developers Conference.
That's right.
And of course, we will be there to let you know what's happening and give you our analysis on how it all plays out. And we're pretty much out of time, so I think we're going to have to wrap up there. thank you to both of you for joining me today. It always rocks having great people like you to make me look good.
You look great, Jeff.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.